episode 20.
Okay, now we can talk. Sorry, everyone. Technical difficulties here because of everyone else.
Daniel's mad at us.
We're in the doghouse.
Can't kick us out yet.
Yeah, this is my house.
It's his too. Welcome to Into the 99, where we have 99 cards, because Commander is number one. I'm one of your hosts, Sherman.
I'm Hope.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Brian.
Oh, yeah. And we are bringing to you today another deck tech. One that I made this time for Annex, Hardened by the Forge.
That's another one of the
uncommon. I like the uncommons more than rare mythics.
Yeah,
even though they're super powerful, but still.
A lot of people weren't happy about the legendaries that came out. A lot of people say it wasn't great for Commander, that Dominaria it was lackluster. Too. But what? I loved all the options and stuff. I really liked the new cycle of the Purphoros, all those. I'm seeing lots of cool decks come out from those kind of things. Clothis is a great one. Everyone's talking about Heliod, and some people say it's disappointing. I put it into a deck rather than the Commander, but I just found I love the majority of the uncommon ones. Some of them were kind of a miss, like the Reflection one.
Like, I don't think I really saw anything that I would say that's going to be my next Commander. Like, yeah. I'm thinking of making, like, the uncommon blue-green one. Like, I just pulled a foil one, so I'm...
Oh, I'm making... No,
it's a good-looking card.
Mm-hmm. Counters, yeah.
I'm really tempted to make, because I like Evolve and everything like that, so
yeah.
I like...
Counters, I remember your Evolve deck. Yeah, that was nasty. Okay, anyways, yeah, so today we're talking about Annex. So, what we're going to talk about here is how... Well, basically, like, how I built it and, like, my idea for it. So,
yeah, what the point of the deck is.
Yeah.
What does Annex do?
Well... Annex, the Hardened by the Forge, is one red for Enchantment Demigod, which is a star and a three. And the star is equal, like its power is equal to the red devotion. So
that's
right,
kind of dope.
It's really cool. And when it comes out, it's automatically 2/3 because it's red, right? Yeah. And then it has another ability where when a creature dies, you create a 1/1 satyr that can't block. And if that creature's power is greater than 4, create 2 tokens.
That's pretty cool.
Now, it's really, really cool, and there's a lot of directions you can do here, okay? And I thought about this for a while, and, like, the first thing I thought about was tribal, like, goblin tribal, because, like, you know...
Because it's red.
It's red, you know. You get a lot of devotion from goblins or anything.
You can get them real quick.
Yeah,
real quick. But the problem is, like, I'm kind of bored of goblin tribal.
Yeah, goblin tribal with...
satyrs?
yeah. Goblin satyr.
Yeah,
dual tribal?
But, you know, like...
It's been done, you know.
All that stuff, yeah. There's obviously...
Purphoros.
Yeah. There's obviously big power creatures, but I don't like big power creatures because they're pretty high. And then there's also going down the equipment route. And I'm like, I can re-equip it and everything, but that takes a while, right? So I, like a few other people I've seen talk about this, have decided to go with the theme of sacrificing all the creatures, whether it is your own or someone else's.
Oh, so some control.
Yeah. I want blood. I want to be bathed in blood. I want to attack a lot. I want to do all this because it's fun.
I'm scared.
This is an aggro deck because it's aggro baby.
Because it's red. That's how it should be. It should be aggro. It should be nasty and it should be mean and I should want to kill that.
Exactly.
Right.
And exactly.
Yeah, it's always me.
Yeah,
definitely. You put red on your decks.
I never target you.
No,
Necrus
Silvala deck.
I guess. My Silvala deck.
Red Silvala.
There's Red Silvala. What kind of Silvala is that? So keep it with
she bathes in the blood of her enemies.
Oh, that works. Yeah.
Parlay.
So keeping with the theme from last week, okay, Daniel made a budget deck. This one's going to be a budget deck
as well. Let's just like take a second to appreciate that they made a budget deck.
Yeah.
I tried so hard.
You did try really, really hard. It did work out really, really well.
Because he didn't put the lands in.
Here's a $400 land.
Here's
here.
A $400 upgrade.
Yeah. So
one land.
One land. You can buy 8 decks with this one land right here. Okay, but the budget for my deck is under $90. But on top of that, of the $90, 6 of the cards add up to $44.
So it's really like a $50 deck?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Well, when you look at, okay, like the cards are that are add up to $44 are Soaring, okay?
A classic, which we've touched on in one of our other podcasts. Please check it out.
Astronaut's Altar.
Shameless promotion.
Yeah, Astronaut's Altar and Nim Death Mantle, because those two go infinite with it.
I've never heard of that card.
Okay, so Astronaut's Altar, you know, because you sacrifice, get two colorless mana. Nim Death Mantle is equipment artifact where if it gets +2/+2, and when a creature dies, or one of your creatures die, you can pay 4 mana to have it brought back and attach Nim Death Mantle to it. So the infinite loop here is you have Annex, you sacrifice it to Astral's Altar, you get the 2 mana, and you get the Satyr. Annex dies
from sacrificing. Oh, then you sack the Satyr.
And bring it back with Nim Death Mantle, right? So people will infinite combo with it. And I put it in here, but you can do that with like Peripherals, like Impact Tremors, stuff like that.
You could infinitely loop Inferno Titan. Then.
Yeah.
No need.
I have Ruby Medallion in here. Yeah. I also have a Meek Stone.
That's a good one.
Which people are like, probably like, but if you have power 4 or greater, they're not going to untap. Ha ha! Yes, that is very true. And this only affects... this only affects like maybe 5 of my creatures. Okay, and we'll find out why. And my very last one, which is the key here, which is one of my pet cards.
Love this card.
Vicious Shadows.
I love Vicious Shadows.
I've never heard of Vicious Shadows.
Vicious Shadows is amazing.
That's the point.
You've heard of it. You always sigh when I bring that out with my Locust God deck.
Oh.
Yeah. I leave Vicious Shadows in pretty much every deck that generates tokens.
Yeah.
Because Vicious Shadows is great.
So for anyone who doesn't know, Vicious Shadows is a 7 CMC, so 6 in a red. Okay, whenever one of your creatures dies...
Nope.
Okay, any creature dies. Sorry, my bad. Any creature dies, okay, you choose a target player. They take damage based on how many cards they have in their hand, okay? So if you're sacrificing things like Crazy with Annex and the Satyrs, I've killed you from 200 life once with Locust God
just
using that.
So everybody knows, for... Brian's face, his eyes just like slightly widened, and he looked like he just saw the sun for the first time.
It is a great one, especially if they have a full hand and you just Blasphemous Act the board, it triggers on every one of them.
If they have no maximum hand size and they're playing some good
boots. Me in every deck.
This is red. Should I have that in my neck?
Yes.
Yes, you should.
Interesting.
Yeah. But anyways... So, the strategy of this deck...
Brian grabs his phone, orders card.
The strategy of this deck is really simple. Have creatures die. That's it. You just want your creatures, their creatures, they're all going to die. We don't care. Okay? So, either... very simple. So, either you're taking control of your opponent's creatures and attacking with them, and they have the choice of either taking the damage or running, like having someone sacrificial blocker. Okay? So either way, it's creature removal. And then if that creature still lives, you sacrifice it to something, right? And we have, like, a few sacrifice outlets, okay? So we have, like, the Infinite Combo we already talked about with the Astronaut's Altar and Death Mantle. But there's other things like Goblin Bombardment.
Goblin what?
Goblin Bombardment.
Bombardment!
Bombardment! Goblin Bombardment! So, Goblin Bombardment is like, it's an enchantment, okay, 1 in a red, you sacrifice a creature, you deal 1 damage to any target. Simple, right? So you don't
and rustic.
Yeah, you don't care that you're sacrificing your creature or their creature, most likely their creature, but you're going to sacrifice the creature so you get rid of it, okay?
Heck yeah.
Stone Giant, a lot of people probably don't know this one because it's such an old card.
I don't.
Okay, so it's 2 red-red, okay, a 3/4 giant, you can tap it. And basically, target creature you control that has toughness less than the Stone Giant, which is a 4, gains flying until end of turn. Gains flying, okay? And then, at the end of the turn, they sacrifice.
Solid trade.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So you get through, you like ping them for 1 or 2 damage, and you sacrifice for.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Right? And it's a creature yourself, so it's like whatever. And it's a 3/4, so it can still untap with the Meek Stone, okay? Barrage of Expendables is another thing where you can tap a red and then sacrifice a creature. It deals 1 damage to any target. This one's more of one of my favorite ones that I don't see anyone playing. That's Hazoret's Favor.
Love it.
Okay, Hazoret's Favor, you choose a before the combat step, you choose a creature. That creature gains +2/+0. Okay. And at the end of combat, you sacrifice that creature. So if you take over someone's creature, Alright? Give him a plus two. Attack with him. Sacrifice at the end. And it's still out. Hey, there you go.
Give him plus two and flying, and then it gets sacrificed.
Yeah.
Hilarious. And
the key was Hazard's favor is that you're giving it a plus two, so you're giving it a bonus. So even if you steal something that's a two power, it becomes a four power. It's going to trigger Annex to give you two satyrs instead of one.
Ooh, yes.
Right? That's why I like this. And Hazard's favor is only a two and a red, so yeah. It's cheap. Okay, cheap for CMC.
And you can do that sweet, sweet devotion.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you actually build this deck?
Yeah.
Ugh.
What?
Ugh.
What?
I want to play it. Ugh. Okay. I want to borrow it. This seems like my type, which is weird because I'm not usually a monk.
Maybe. You never know.
Feels good.
It feels good. Like,
feeling heated here.
But there's so many things you can do with Annex. And like I said, from looking at other people's comments and we're all like chatting and everything, this is what a lot of people are seem to be leaning towards. It's like stealing people's stuff, because red does have a lot of stuff where...
Yeah, treason and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, a lot of gain control.
Yeah, exactly.
I have to say, I used Annex in the pre-release. I was running two of them.
Yeah.
And they put in work.
Oh, yeah.
But no one ever let me have enough rich.
Well, you can't blame them.
No, yeah. No, I couldn't.
So, but that's basically the strategy, okay? We're just going to be sacrificing creatures, okay? So it's kind of like a red control deck.
Take
it and kill it.
Kill it.
Sacrifice it. You're doing for the good.
The god of the forge.
Yeah. So, and that's the thing. We want to make these tokens as often as possible, okay? So having artifacts and enchantments where your creatures get a booster and attack is another key strategy, okay? So, and that's because, one, if we're going to attack with everyone during combat,
yeah.
creatures are going to die, especially yeah. yours, if you're the aggressor, okay? So if you're attacking with something and it dies and you're taking out another creature, fine. They have to tap, like, mana, use resources, create another creature. You're just going to create 2 1/1s. And hopefully, if depending on what artifacts or enchantments you have, you're not attacking for one damage. You're attacking for maybe 2 or 3 damage, mm-hmm. or maybe more, okay? Yeah. So we choose, and this is one reason why we choose not to use equipment, okay? So, because we want to spread it out. Because if we only made one satyr at a time, okay, fine. We can totally do the whole equipment thing and then keep on attacking with the satyr or the one creature. Whoop-de-bloody-do, okay? But we don't want to do that. Yes, I'm trying to keep this PG, okay? We don't want to do that, okay? So we want to do things like, there's like Goblin Oriflame, okay? So, because that's like, whenever you attack, all your attacking creatures get +1/+0. And it's a low CMC enchantment. It's 1 in a red, okay? You have a Heraldic Banner, which is from Thornhill Drain. It comes into play. You choose a color, okay? And all creatures...
Red.
Yeah. So, in this case, red. Okay? And then creatures of that color gain +1/+0. So, once again, you're pumping up your stuff and you don't care. All right? And Heraldic Banner also taps for mana. Right.
Bonus find.
Yeah. Ferocity of the Wild, same deal, you know. Ooh. But Ferocity of the Wild does the same thing, you know, like all non-human creatures attacking get +1/+0.
On your side of the
wheel? On our side.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And then there's other stupid things like Betrothed of Fire. Okay. So this is a enchantment aura where if you give it to a creature, it gives it like +2/+0. But you can sacrifice it, like not the enchantment, sacrifice a creature, and all your creatures get +2/+0.
Oh, dope.
Yeah. So you grab someone's creature, put it on, because it only costs 1 red, yeah. sacrifice it, all your creatures
get. You lose the aura, they lose the creature.
Yeah, you don't care, right?
That's kind of dope. That's actually heard of that one. I like that.
It's fun. You know, and well, it's from like Mirage or Visions or something like that. So it was way, way back in the day. They never reprinted it.
I love the idea of just constantly throwing back.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
And that's the thing. Like, I don't need board wipes.
What?
Because
what is that face
this
for?
Is board wipes.
I have to say that I get like in all the trouble with my decks, and yet like this deck horrifies me. What? Absolutely horrifies
me.
I don't even care.
Why is this so horrifying to you?
I don't know. I don't just...
You
I
look
don't
like
it.
You actually look like offended.
Yeah.
It's like, so funny, especially if you can get someone's like hard to cast commander.
Oh, yeah. And you steal it and you sacrifice it and then you have to pay the
Maybe
commander
Maybe that's
test.
Why. I've had Literally. Too many people who have taken my commander or taken over my turn
I remember
and
one
then
time,
sacked my commander and put him into the graveyard and then exiled him.
I remember one time I paid 21 for a dragon.
Oh, my goodness.
You know why? Because I don't negotiate. And if somebody thinks that they can just sack my creature enough times that, oh, she'll stop casting, you're wrong.
There are people like, oh, they're like, nope, gonna bring it back.
I don't care. You saw me play Atraxa. I cast Atraxa, a 4-cost creature, just for reference, for like 18 the other night.
Yes, true.
Every single turn in a row, I was like, no, it's happening. She's coming out. We're proliferating. We're doing it. All I need to do is make it to the end step.
Yeah.
I didn't.
But the best thing about this, like, granted for red, like, the majority of their spells are sorcery speed for taking control of things.
Yes.
But the best thing about it is that it, like, since they're sacrificing their creatures, you can get rid of things that are indestructible.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah, that's true.
So I take control of something like your Addison, Angel of Hope. I take control of it. I have all my stuff is indestructible, so I can attack, swing wide with everyone. Everyone has to block whatever or take a huge amount of damage. Then I sacrifice the Addison. Right? It's beautiful.
Well, yeah. You can also really double up on any of the dice triggers. Like you could take a Green Warden of Morasa from someone, get something back from your graveyard, or someone's Sun Titan, get the swing before you sack it. Like there's a lot of really good things that you do taking people's creatures. A lot of things trigger on attack, and a lot of things trigger on death.
And, like, you never know, like, the fun thing about this is that you never know what's going to happen, okay? Because everyone's creature does a different thing.
So true chaos theme, yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very chaotic, okay? Chaos.
That just makes it the stronger the deck you're playing, the stronger this deck becomes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and...
Yeah, if you're playing against some big boys, and you take those big boys...
Literally, like all of my decks are big boys.
Like, and the thing... That's
I have a type.
But keep in mind, Brian, okay, like, taking control of all these creatures, so your opponent's creatures, is also a great political move. Okay?
That's true.
Yeah. So let's say, Daniel... is the threat.
I like that you pointed, Brett. You started to point at Brian. You started to point at me. You're like, know what?
Clearly, I've been picked on way too much.
He's had enough.
Yeah.
Let's say I have Merit Lage. I'm playing Wayne Grace for the 8th time tonight.
Yeah, you're a piece of garbage. We digress.
But, even if I can either take his Merit Lage, attack him, and then sack it. Or, let's say Hope has the Merit Lage, and I take, Hope can attack Daniel for the Merit Lage for the damage, and I can take Hope's Merit Lage and then attack Daniel again and then kill him and be like, yo, just don't swing at me. We can both come on. You attack him, I'll take it over, I'll attack him.
I won't throw your creature away.
Yeah.
You can have it back.
Yeah, exactly, right? So it's another political tool. And people are like, oh, it can't be politic. No, it is political. So there's so many things you can do like that.
Political chaos. I like it.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
But like,
if anyone was going to find a way, it would be Sherman.
Yeah.
So, but that's with artifacts and enchantments, just finding a way to pump them up. Okay? And like, I only want to pump them up during attacks and not generically, because once again, I have the Meek Stone. I'm going to try to get the Meek Stone out. Because if they get too big, I can't untap them.
Yeah.
Right? And that's where this next part comes in. Okay? Is that I have creatures that you can pump up, mainly with fire breathing.
Yeah.
Okay? So, fire breathing, for those that don't know, is you pay 1 red, you give it a +1/+0. Alright? So, like, Dragon Whelp. Okay? Furnace Whelp. Things like that. So, it could be like a 2/3 or a 2/2 flyer.
Majority of dragons.
Yeah. They're all really, really tiny. They're
almost
all small.
Like they breathe fire.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Who knew?
But it's like, you know, like, there's tons of these kinds of creatures in red. Okay? So, like, you just pump them up, okay, and then you get that trigger if they die. So, and that's a really, real big thing, okay, because you don't care. And it's very, very hard as well for the opponent to defend against this, because let's say I'm attacking
defend
someone.
Defend against their own creature.
Well, let's say I don't take control of someone's creature. Let's say they have 1 blocker and I have 2 guys, okay, and they're both, like, 2/3s or something like that, okay?
You can decide who you want
to. I can decide who to pump and deal more damage, and it's instant speed. Right? So it's like, it's a combat trick built into it. And now I don't have to care. And if someone board wipes, it's like, okay, I have 4 creatures. I'm going to pump each one of them. I'm going to pump a red in each of them. They all have power 4 or greater. Now they're all going to die along with Anak. And then I get a...
Yeah, you get the trigger of your tokens.
And... Yeah. And then that's I get like 10 new, satyrs.
Well, and anything like the bombardment, anything like a pandemonium, a warstorm surge, is just going to trigger so much because your things are... doing their damage, they're getting sacrificed, then they're coming back in. they're hitting the board and just repeating over and over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's just so much fun.
But using other people's creatures to generate your own tokens is pretty dirty, and I like it.
I don't think it's dirty.
Of course, it's a little like bit that. Greasy.
Nah. Like there's close to like 30-ish cards that let you take over things. Like we'll go into some of them later on.
But before we get into it, though, we always talk about how the best way to play the game is a different one. No one wants to see the same three decks played. That's why I find a lot of the competitive stuff kind of boring. I get it. Protean Hulk, you play Flash, you combo off, everyone shuffles, we go and try fetch it again. I get it. It's boring. It's just a yawn fest. I like seeing silly things that I'm like, oh, I did not see that coming.
Like this nonsense.
Yeah, and this is especially true, you know? And one of the things that I like about Fire Breathing, besides pumping up, is that there's a lot of creatures that are lower CMC.
Yeah.
Okay. And because they're lower CMC, or they
have devotion.
Yeah. Better devotion.
Yep.
Okay. So like Dragon Whelp and Furnace Whelp, for example, they're both 4 costs. Okay. They're 2 red red.
Yep.
Okay. So you have Annex out, and you have one of those creatures. Annex will off the bat trigger because its power is 4.
Well, even if it, like, and if you look at any of like the high CM big red creep, they're mostly dragons.
Yeah,
and they're all like 5 and 5 and a red.
Yeah, and know? Red's not known for ramping that well, like especially on a budget.
No. Seething Song.
Yeah, like I could throw in a bunch of like cheap artifacts in here. Okay, and there are some cheap artifacts for ramping and everything. But for the most part,
but it's quite difficult to do.
Yeah,
it's not what it's built for. It's built for fire. It's not built for
aggro.
Yeah,
exactly. Get boots on the ground and get in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like with big CMC creatures, like another thing like you pointed out earlier, Hope, it's just devotion, okay? A lot of big creatures is like they have 1 red and 5 colorless mana.
Yeah.
That's not going to help me with Annex.
No.
Okay? I don't care. If it can be like an 8/8 kick butt dragon, okay, that can fly, death touch, lines, like all that stuff, but it costs like, you know, 8 colors mana and 1 red devotion. Yay! Okay, so they'll trigger 2 for my Annex, but if Annex itself dies...
But it's like at what cost?
Yeah, it's not worth it. And it's a huge blowout.
Yeah.
Okay? So I don't care about that stuff. And this is also where, once again, if I get something like a Meek Stone out, it helps. Because I can pump them up, be a big threat, and then...
And then it falls back down.
Falls back down, and then they can untap.
Yeah, you kind of like control how creatures are as opposed to just having... You know, like you dictate all of that, which I think... It gives you like a different like method of attack, so to speak.
Yeah.
So it allows for you to make those combos like with the Meek Stone. You know what I mean? Like it allows you to use that sort of synergy.
The synergy. I love synergy. Like you guys know, I love my I love promoting synergy, the value engines, all that stuff. I love that stuff. So and this is just another example of like that synergy. Okay, one thing will work with another. You can like. Pump things up, lower it down, you make things more difficult, stuff like that. And then, like, we also put in other things, such as the squeeze, okay?
Yes!
Because Squee always comes back!
Boys!
Squee always comes back! Squee is so strong!
I love him! I just want to take care of him, he's so sweet, I love him!
But the best thing, about Squee is that he does come back. So you can sacrifice him, or you attack, let him die...
Get all the tokens, pump him up, so you get a couple satyrs.
Bring him back. It doesn't matter. Yeah. So, and that's why I love Squee. And both Squees are really, really good for this, because you can cast them both from the graveyard if need be. And the other one, the immortal one, you can cast from exile. So if someone has graveyard hate, fine, just bring it back. Who cares?
Squee's so good.
Yeah. I feel like he's deeply underrated.
It depends on the deck, right?
He's rated perfectly.
No, he's not. He's underrated.
You know, it depends on the deck. Like, a lot of people that use Korvald will use Squee. Because you can sacrifice it for bringing it when it comes in and an attack, and you just cast it.
Oh, yeah, he's a combo piece for sure.
Yeah, but people that play Korvald are...
Not like the sophisticated Prush.
Daniel!
What? Fucci? No, denied.
I'm not even going to touch that.
What? There's nothing wrong with that.
Anyway.
But yeah.
Moving on.
But that's what we want to do, and that's what the majority of our creatures do, okay? Like, most of them are, like, a range of, like, 2 or 3 power, and they just need that, like, 1 or 2 extra mana to get up to the power 4, and then you can create 2 tokens, okay? So we're going to abuse that a lot, all right? Now, this part is the heart of it, okay? And that's taking your opponent's stuff, okay? Yes, Brian, yes.
I don't know why it's this so, bothers you so
it's
much.
It's so weird feeling like I have the moral high ground for once.
Like, I don't understand. Like, I 100% thought that you'd be so down with this. I can't believe you're so, here. Like, bothered. Like, you look you're like just, you want to leave.
We all have our lines.
this is nowhere close to...
I've never like, seen you play anything that was nice.
I don't take your stuff.
You play your Bogus, you play your Nekusar. Someone take your stuff. I give it back to you, just in pieces. You know, it goes in your graveyard. You still technically get it back. It goes
back to your graveyard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice. Come on, you're looking at me like the way I, like, you looked at me.
I would say that Mill takes my stuff.
That's, well, kind of.
In a manner.
In like, a
manner.
If by stuff
from your library to your graveyard.
Away from me.
If by stuff you mean yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm doing the same thing, but instead, like, it's like you're hiring me as a, like a middleman. Okay? What? You're looking at me like I just killed your brother. The way you describe
things is hilarious.
Literally politics. Yeah. He's literally a politician. Yo, actually, though, you're basically... This is actually, like, the closest that Red will ever get to me. It's like, take it, sack it, graveyard, done.
Yeah, it's very true. But, like, you're literally looking at me like we were playing earlier when you're playing your Mogus and I brought my Masako. So, like... You know
why?
Because, like, so, you know, with Mogus during your upkeep, you either sacrifice a creature or you take 2 damage, right?
Yeah.
Masako is a white creature.
Yeah.
Where basically, it's like power top, and who cares, okay? But its ability says whenever an opponent deals damage, like a source they control deals
damage,
then they have to sacrifice a permanent. So I deliberately.
Does it?
Yeah. Yep. So I deliberately say, I will not sacrifice a creature. I will take 2 damage. And Brian had to sacrifice something.
Hisoka was Flash.
No. You're thinking of Hisoka.
Hisoka, thank you.
Yeah.
Names like, that I cannot pronounce.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So, like.
I was not impressed.
He was so pissed off at me.
You kind of earned it.
I get it.
Saying that I've never come out to.
No, Masako is the blocked one. What's the one worth?
Oh, sorry, no, yeah, you're right, Masako's one. Starts with K, Kim,
I can't remember. I'll find the name.
Okay, but anyway.
We'll come back.
I've never come out on a Friday night and not seen play Mogus.
Well, that's just the way it is. He always plays Mogus at least once.
Look at me in my face
and
tell me you didn't deserve that.
I won.
Good. I never said you deserved to lose. I said you deserved to have the sack.
But, oh, man, he looked at me with great disdain.
Did you look like...
I was very upset about
like,
this.
Like, the ultimate betrayal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally. Because, like, I was like, I'm looking at it, and I was like, do I pay 2 life, or do I take 2 damage?
He built it up for, like, 2 turns. He's like, Brian, you're really going to hate me.
Yeah. I'm just rubbing it in.
It was foretold.
It was foretold.
And then you're just like, you know what?
Then he's like, do you know what? Maybe I'm going to do it. Yeah, I was like, whatever.
Yeah, I'm just going to do it. I don't care. So, but like, let's go.
So taking our opponent's stuff.
Yeah, so let's go back to the deck tech here.
Speaking of fun.
We're going to take opponent's stuff, okay? Because we're going to treat these like removal spells, because you are going to remove them eventually. Yeah. So,
told you, it's red mill.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry, guys. I'm a little under the weather here.
You're excused.
So we have things like Act of Treason, Goat Nap. Claim the first card.
Goat nap.
Goat nap.
What is that?
Do you think you can say goat nap and not explain the card?
Goat nap.
You've seen how excited I get about the little goats, so you simply must tell me.
All right. So goat nap. Okay, it's 2 in a red. Sorcery. Gain control of target creature until end of turn. Untap that creature. It gains haste until end of turn. If that creature is a goat. It also gets +3/+0 until end of turn.
When has the creature ever been a goat?
I don't care. I just like the fact that I can play something that says goat neck.
I guess in Modern Horizon?
That's so funny.
Could you imagine playing Plane Chase?
I was going to say, could you imagine we were playing Plane Chase and we had the plane where everybody gets the goats? And then you're just like, bam.
You're
like, I've been waiting my whole life for this.
Yeah. It's a 3/2.
Then it actually gives you a reason to go, you took my goat.
Oh my goodness!
I don't know if that's allowed.
Oh, Now we're going to get all the hate mail.
Send it to Brian. What's your address?
My phone number is.
Reads my phone number.
I know that Daniel will have quick responses to whatever comes in.
quick wit.
Yeah.
But there's tons of control.
What's Claim the Firstborn also? That's heavy metal A.
Claim the Firstborn
sounds
is
like
from
some like Cersei stuff.
It's from Chrono Drain.
That is 100% like a Cannibal Corpse song.
Yeah. So it's once again, this I love this one because it's a one ray. Yeah. Single ray.
Beautiful.
Sorcery, gain control of target creature. Gain control of target creature with converted mana cost 3 or less. That's the only catch. Okay, until end of turn. Untap that creature, it gains haste until end of turn.
I mean, that's not bad, though. Especially
it's
early
not
game.
Bad. Especially with how people play tokens. Like or, Merit Lage.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, see? That's a 2020. I take your 2020 for one red mana. Then I'm gonna sacrifice it at the end by flinging it at you.
You do right? have fling in this, yeah?
Oh, I have fling in here. Oh, who do you think you're talking to?
His giant basically was fling.
Yeah,
the
my stone
giant at the beginning, the stone giant. It gains flying, and then you have to sacrifice it at the end.
That kinda, yeah, that kind of is fling.
So to me, I'm just picturing a giant going, ha!
Ha!
Did you put Thud in the deck?
Thud?
What the heck is Thud?
I took out Thud in order... Thud is the same thing, but it costs less mana than fling.
Yeah. But it's not instant. It is, yeah.
Yeah.
But it is very fun.
How does it cost less mana than fling? Is it one?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is exactly how. Yeah. Good math.
I didn't put it in because I like fling more, and I wanted more, like, I take your control of your creatures more. So I threw that in instead.
I don't know. I just like to say I thud you.
But yeah, like, we want to be using all these spells, and, like, these are sorcery speed, okay? You don't have instant speed. We're not blue here, okay?
That's true.
Well, it makes sense that you want to take them and then attack with them as well, so you get the double damage.
Yeah. Okay. Like, blue, when they use things like Ray of Command and all that stuff to take control of its creature for instant speed, it's normally to take something and then block with it, okay? Yeah. So they can kill it or get rid of it.
We're not looking to block.
No
we're
defend.
We're kill you.
Yeah. No defend, only attack.
Yeah, you don't need to block if you're...
Yeah, and the best thing about this is that... When you're taking...
That's a word of wisdom.
Yeah. When you're taking an opponent's creature, like I said before, okay, and if you attack this same opponent, okay, they're like, okay, if I take the hit, then I get my creature back at the end of turn if they don't sacrifice it. Or they're like, okay, I have to sacrifice one of my creatures to step in front and take the hit for me.
Yeah.
Right? Or once again, you can use it politically, like, okay, Brian, you attack with, like, you know, Daniel for this one creature. Once it's the end of your turn, I'm going to take control of it, okay? And then I'm going to attack him so we get double the damage in because his defenses are down, and then you can get your creature back, okay? So once again, like I said, you can use it as a political tool.
Storm.
Yeah! So, and I don't see people doing that enough when they try to do stuff like this.
Yeah.
Okay? They're just like, I'm going to take it and I'm going to attack. Okay. But they don't like, okay, you attack and then I'm going to attack with the same bloody creature.
Yeah, they don't. They look at it just as like how to become arch enemy, less of like how to be a player.
Like I always look at cards. And I'm like, okay, how can I use this politically? How can I use this to manipulate
people? I look at
people?
It like hope smash. So I mean, speaking from experience, for like how
this is kind of like that, you know, because you can take anything over pretty much for a creature.
Well, the when we keep talking about that, it does just make it. It's really easy to build an overpowered deck, but especially on a budget level. This kind of just gets stronger the deck you're playing against, and that is like a really, really fun way to play.
Yeah,
take advantage of the money that somebody else spent.
Wait, oh yeah, totally.
And you don't have to worry about upping the power level. If somebody's playing a Tuvasa deck that doesn't have lands going, then there's no threat. They're taking nothing. But if someone's ramping out hard and they bring out the fight dinosaur, well, Sherman's ready to fight.
Yeah, and like
he's got his boxing gloves.
Oh yeah.
Blah,
and,
blah.
And another political way is, like, let's say Brian has a Seaborn Muse out, and he's being annoying with
it. He always does.
Okay? I'm going to be like...
And the only time he's not playing ready is Seaborn Muse out.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, okay, like...
Sorry that I collect
one. Yeah, you do.
Literally.
You literally do. Every time they put it in a showcase, you buy it right away.
You get to the store first, and you're just like, I'll take it, thanks.
Yeah. Every time.
I would like one, by the way. I saw it in...
But that's the thing. Like, let's say Brian has Steve Armino. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to steal it. Hey, Hope, you have like a 5'5 dragon. Is it hungry? Of course it is. Here, I am going to give you a little snack.
Yum.
Now the Steeborn Muse is gone.
Yeah, I got to eat.
You
got to
eat it, so you're happy. Brian's annoyed at me, most likely. Even if you took it, you killed it, he's still annoyed at me.
It's only because you took it.
Yeah.
Steeborn Muse is such a nice woman, and you guys mistreat her all the time.
Yeah, Sherwin's out here mad disrespecting attacking with the Seaborn. Yeah. Something that's never been done. So I saw somebody attack with the Llanowar Elves the other day. Yeah. What the heck?
Why?
Ew.
Well, they probably just could. Why
they
not?
They know how to play.
Well, you attack with the Birds of Paradise.
Yeah, that's
turn
a whole different
thing. Turn that
Birds
of Paradise into a Birds of War.
What's the saying? Bolt the birds.
Can't believe you guys actually did that in sync.
Every podcast.
Every podcast. Bolt
the talk bird. About
you should them. Bolt the bird. You should never leave it.
Yeah. But like I love using these cards as a political trick. You know, because and that's like in this deck. I think I only threw in maybe like 15 of these spells. So
what, the takey spells?
Yeah, 12 or 15. One of the two. I can't remember. I didn't count.
One of them, there's a creature that's a mana sink for that, isn't it? I think it's...
Captivating Crew.
Yeah.
Yes. That is one of them. So let's read Captivating Crew real quickly here. Okay, so it's 3 in a red for a human pirate. It is a 4-3, okay?
Yar.
He can tap 3 and a red, so 4 mana total. Gain control of target creature an opponent controls until end of turn. Untap that creature, it gains haste until end of turn. Activate this ability only anytime you could cast a sorcery. So once again, sorcery speed only.
But dope,
so
mana sink. Also, I'm just
that does this.
Yes.
Yeah.
As a mana sink, not a tap.
Yeah. So if I have 8 mana, boom, boom, I get 2 creatures.
I just need to take a moment.
Also,
to say
at
that,
instant speed, which is
while I was talking.
Hope's just gonna take a minute to let me finish.
That his total creature cost is less than $4.
Yeah. Sometimes it'd be like that.
My goodness, that's amazing.
I think the most expensive creature I have in here is Thor.
Torbran.
Is whatever you're playing.
Like, heck, like I even have Sisters of the Flame in here.
What's that?
It's a mana ramp card. Okay, Sisters of the Flame.
I've never seen it. It also looks like a photo of my mom from the 90s.
So Sisters of the Flame is a 1 red, so it adds to the devotion off the bat. And it's a 2/2, and all it does is you tap it to add 1 red mana to your mana pool. That's it.
Why haven't they made any more of these?
Because it sucks!
I'm just saying they should make like some more. But make it cheaper. Like make it a little
like,
else.
You,
but for red?
You that don't really.
Dope.
You don't really
want red. Do you want Boros to not suck one day? Is that what you want?
Yes. I like Boros. I don't care what it is.
Me too.
Yes, for you guys.
But like Sisters of Flame, like I just have it in for Mana Ramp and Devotion. That's it.
Okay? I guess it would be two red.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too
bad. Yeah, a lot of those cheap things are just buffing his power up, and it's pretty easy to feasibly see him at like a 10 whatever his 10-3? Toughness is, 10-3, like it's pretty feasible to see him up there pretty hard.
Yeah. And like
even... like turn 4.
Well, and you can we shouldn't discount that you can also throw him.
You can. You can thud him.
You can thud him.
And then recast him.
Yeah. And like Torbran, we were talking like you mentioned that real quick. Like Torbran is fantastic for this because it's 3 devotion off the bat. It's 1 red.
Yeah,
I
love that.
2/4. Okay, and any red source you control that would deal damage deals an additional 2. So all your satyrs, even though they're 1/1s, are technically 3/1s when they're dealing damage.
Yeah.
Well, even if you look at like the not the commanders, but kind of the lieutenant cards, a lot of them give like a 2/2 effect, and they're usually 3 or 4 mana. This really is, like, if there was a card that was printed that was 4 mana with a good effect, and it also was like, hey, give your commander +3, that would be a good card. And that's what that is in this deck.
Yeah.
All these things that you're playing are also a commander buff.
Yeah. It's hilarious. Like, heck, I'm really happy that I was able to throw in the tank, okay? Because the Mizium tank from Word of Spark, I remember everyone was like, this isn't that great and everything. It's a 1 red, so ask your devotion again. Yes. Artifact Vehicle. It's a 3/2 that has Trample, my friends. Yes.
Love it.
Trample.
Not everything needs to be.
What? It's a tank! A tank!
If a tank did not have trample, I'd have a
bat. I'm literally wearing a Sabaton shirt right now. Like, it has to be a tank.
Yeah.
All tanks, all day. Jacob Broden, at me.
But the best thing about the tank, okay, is that whenever you cast a non-creep spell, the tank becomes an artifact creature and gets plus one until end of turn. So it's a 4-3. So it's if it dies, you're getting annex triggers of two satyrs. Okay. If you cast something, what?
Goat people.
Yeah.
Do they count?
What? A rat of the cards, a goat satyrs.
Goat satyrs? Oh,
Jesus. Hey, I can goat nap that.
Like, do they count as goats?
They're half.
Get me with that goat. There's a goat.
Do you run? There's a goat. Sorry. With how much sacrifice you're running, do you run confusion in the ranks in this?
I chose not to because it was a little bit more.
Because you have a soul.
Confusion in the ranks is a limit.
I'm already running like a low amount of sacrifice because I'm not that degenerate. Okay, I am a bit, but not that crazy in a sense. So, but like, you know, like
what does confusion in the ranks do?
Oh, yeah, you tell us what.
I don't know the text on
No, that. I know. It's whenever a creature enters, you can change control.
Oh, it's like
I think it's not just creature, is it?
I think it's permanent.
Not land, though.
No, but like non-land permanence.
Yeah, it might be non-land permanence.
Pull it up.
I don't know. We should probably read it.
Daniel, pull it up.
Pull it up.
I don't know the exact text. Daniel, I definitely know it. For sure.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, like...
Is that even the card's name?
Yo, Confusion is ranked definitely one. We're like...
Whenever an artifact, creature, or enchantment comes into play, its controller chooses target permanent another player controls that shares a type with it, exchanges the control of those tournament.
Yeah.
Permanent, not turns.
But you're not really sacrificing anything. It's like your satyr comes in, like, yeah, I can switch things up, but you know, like I'm not.
That was a pretty good goat impersonation.
But I don't really care for that. I like to go a little bit on the cheaper side.
I get it. You like to have friends.
I like to have friends. For that.
Not with this deck.
I care for that a lot.
This deck is hilarious.
I think that would be hysterical.
Trust me, it is. I will take your friends my friends.
It's whenever it enters the battlefield?
Yes. That's why I use Confusion in the Ranks and Nora in the Wary, and I don't like, no one likes to play with me.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it's great.
Sometimes I wonder when I play against Daniel, like, why do I play with you? Why am I your friend? I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know.
But like, at the same time, I do things like this, okay? Where I play like a Stenzia Masquerade, okay? It's a 2 and a red enchantment because I like enchantments, okay?
Same.
Now, attacking creatures you control have first strike, okay?
That's a good one.
So when, like, we already have enchantments and artifacts that we're trying to pump up, okay? And people, like... Oh my good, you guys.
We gotta put our masquerade masks on.
We're at the masquerade, sure.
For those who cannot see, since this is a podcast, everyone's doing the whole, you know, like, take your hand, make, like, the eye holes, and then putting them upside down your face kind of deal. So, but, like, Stenzia Masquerade, okay? Like, all your attacking creatures gain first strike.
Love
okay?
it.
Whenever a vampire you control deals combat damage to a player, put a 1-1 counter on it. We don't have any. We don't care, okay?
But we might, depending on what they're playing.
I guess
you never know. We might which deck we're playing. Yeah. Okay. But at the same time, I don't care, because I'm making my satyrs that I attack with, like, harder to deal with.
Yeah.
Because if I have them, they can't block.
That's true. What's they are the aggro.
Yeah. So I have to be an aggro strategy. So if someone like this, if I'm attacking, and they're like 2-1s, let's say, but they all have first strike.
This is a no defense house.
The best defense is a great offense.
Agreed.
Right? And I'm being aggressive here. I'm being offensive here.
Be aggressive.
Be aggressive.
Is that copy?
I don't know.
We finna find out, boys.
We'll find out in approximately 90 days, if that was.
If you never hear from us again.
They can take all the money the show earns.
All $0. Probably negative
Listen,
dollars.
It's lucrative. I'm not going to give the exact numbers, guys. Trust me, we're doing great.
Please send help.
We're chained down here for... But, like... But you have, like... You learn to find these weird cards like that, and you use them. You don't care if you have a vampire or not. You just care about the first strike.
Because you will get them.
Yeah. It's like, I have Weapon Surge here, okay? Like, Weapon Surge is probably another card that a lot of people have not heard of that has Overload, okay? So it's one red, For instance, target creature you control gets +1/+0 and gain first strike until end of turn. The overload cost for this is 1 in a red.
That's so a pretty paying, solid overload.
I'm paying 2 mana to change that from to do all, not target. I'm choosing like each creature. So each creature I control gets +1/+0 and gains first strike for 2 mana.
All those satyrs become 2/1
with first strike. Okay, and if I have like the heretic banner, they're technically 3/1s.
Do you have impact tremors?
I should have impact tremors in here.
You absolutely should.
I did not put impact tremors in there.
You should put it in.
Nah. Oh, I didn't remember why I did it, because I didn't want to do the infinite loop thing with impact tremors.
That's oh, yeah, with the Nim Death Mantle.
Yeah. Because I'm like, I could put that in, but nah, this is more fun.
There's he's two like, kinds
he's
of
like,
people.
He's like, I have this type of grease, but I could go to this type of grease, but I'm totally fine with this grease.
Well, if you want to be super greasy.
It's called moderation, Brian. Take humility out of your deck.
if you want to like up no the response. Grease level.
Brian, just be glad I don't have my counter spells in red in here, okay?
Oh, God. Oh, also, for anyone that doesn't know, impact tremors whenever a creature enters the battlefield under
Yeah.
So if you're just like blapping out satyrs and stuff.
Speaking of Sherman's red counter spells, it's Mage's contest, right?
Oh yeah.
Red counter spells.
Yeah. Sherman.
What are you talking about red counter
spells? I have a counter spell in each color. This is me.
Sherman played Mage's contest against Jacob. You bid life to see if it gets it. Sherman's like, I will bid 3 life. Jacob's like, I will bid 40. And Sherman's like, okay.
No one kills Jacob except Jacob.
I think he did kill himself to Urukthar after,
yeah,
but
it's worth it.
The boy knows what he's doing.
Oh, but like, and I also threw out like, was it the Annex of Morality?
What's that?
Axis of Mortality.
Or Axis of Mortality. So it's a white enchantment for 4 white, and during my upkeep, I can have 2 target players switch their life totals.
The old switcheroo.
Yeah.
Classic.
So it's
classic
like,
move.
Yeah, because I have that in my Tiana deck where I have Mage's Contest. I'll just bid life, and then I'll throw that out. And then people are like, oh, that's not fair, because you can bid life, you don't care, you just switch it with Zard. They're like, I wouldn't do that.
You bid it down to 38, give them 2 life. Merry Christmas.
Bid it down to
30. Yeah.
You live Dane.
I honestly, if I can be real, I would also bid 40 life. Again, I don't know. I'd rather kill
my... Game of Chaos is insta-kill in any of my games against my brothers.
It's very true. Yep. It's very, very, very true.
You've seen it happen?
I've seen a few of them.
One oh, shall yeah. stand, one shall fall.
Isn't that game night?
I don't know. I've never watched game.
But like, anyways, so that's what we want to do when we take our opponent's stuff.
I really got squirrely totally with that goat nap thing.
No.
Off.
So, but yeah, like that's basically what we do with the deck, though. Okay, we're stealing people's stuff. We're pumping our own creatures up just so we can get that 4 power. We're going to sacrifice them. We're killing them in combat.
And getting the value into those tokens.
Get the value from the tokens and keep on going. So, and board wipes are a friend. If people are rocking board wipes, you're okay with it.
Yeah, you get satyrs.
Yeah, because you get satyrs after that, and everyone's free to attack, so you start attacking away. Yeah. You really don't care, and then you rebuild your board.
Yeah.
So,
well, and especially because Annex is Mander.
Yeah. It's only 3 mana.
Yeah.
Why not? You bring it on turn 3, boom, you're done. Or turn 4, whatever, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You bring it out early.
Yeah.
So
turn 3 at the 2 red.
Yep, 2 red, 1 white, 1 colorless.
Oh yeah, turn.
Yeah. So either way, it doesn't matter, right? So like, but it's a cheap commander. We were trying to make it budget, so I kept it under $100. Like I said, if you take
really out those, under 100. Really.
Yeah,
under
if you 100. Take out those 6 cards that I mentioned right at the beginning, it's under $50.
But even if you upped it to $50 deck and added
it's still cheap.
Like that's still like a very
there are so many upgrades you can do to this deck. Like the only thing like
especially there are some
yeah like you said impact tremors like I don't want to go that infinite route just because that infinite route is like such a low CMC that it's easy to do and it's hard to interact with. But it's just shadows on your hand.
But if you wanted to like sideboard that and have it, if you're going at a slightly higher,
If someone's playing like a 7 or 8 power or whatever, then sure, throw it in, right? But like that's one reason why I threw in Vicious Shadows. Okay, Vicious Shadows is harder to cast.
We were talking about this earlier. Daniel's just Shadows. Nobody's ever countered it. He knows what it is.
Yeah, no one. A lot of people see things that are high CMC enchantments. They're like, it's not playable. It's not good.
Yeah.
So no one, yeah, exactly. It's Vicious Shadows is one of those cards that very rarely you actually see. You play it in a lot of decks, like you play it in Aprosh, you play it in Kaikar. Anything that generates a lot of creatures, you want, especially if you're running board wipes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Well, and you're insulating yourself from board wipes with this commander, right?
Yeah.
So you're not losing everything on the board wipe. You're coming out ahead. And if you have something like Vicious Shadows out, not only do you have a deck, like a ton of creatures on deck with your everything is bigger enchantments, everything's first strike, you're coming out on top of that, but you're also bolting people really, really hard with that Vicious Shadows.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Totally. So
I would, in this, I would put in the cons or dragons in red, Outpost Siege.
Yeah, I have Outpost Siege in here.
Oh, love it.
Yeah,
so, I didn't see that one earlier.
Because, like, the problem I have with red in general is just...
That's red?
Red's awesome. What are you talking about? Okay, it's just the card draw, okay? Yeah. And Upward Siege kind of helps you with that, because you can choose one or the other, okay? Either, like, the cons... For anyone that doesn't know, Upward Siege, three in a red, enchantment, okay? When it enters the battlefield, choose cons or dragons. So for the cons, it's at the beginning of your upkeep, exile the top card of your library. Until end of turn, you may play that card. So that's great. But if you choose dragons, when a creature you control leaves the battlefield, Upward Siege deals one damage to target creature or player.
Love it.
So
me too.
I like these cards because it's very situational. You choose one or the other. Yeah. I would normally choose cons because I like dealing with using the top of my...
And I would normally choose dragons.
Yeah.
You don't play like dragons.
No.
Oh, I thought I said play without its mana cap.
No, if you play for free, oh my god.
No, he's so broken. Why would anyone...
Yeah. Play for free or deal one damage to someone. Like, play for free.
No, but like...
Sometimes one's all it takes.
Yeah, that's true. But like, that's the thing. Like, this is definitely in there because you choose one or the other, but red is already really hard for when it comes to, card draw, unless you're going into artifacts.
It's not hard to come to card draw. It's just not good card draw.
Yeah, fair.
You don't rummage. Exactly. It's rummaging and digging instead of just pure draw.
Yeah. So
it's lots of draw discard.
But that, and it's really, really interesting what people put in. Like, I put in all the sorcery ones that are, like, quick, like Tormenting Voice and all that stuff. I chose not to try to put in too many artifacts for card draw this time, just because they tend to either, like, help everyone out, or they're, like, higher CMC cost. And I wanted to have a lower CMC cost just so I can use the fire breathing here.
Yep.
So,
because... Well, it makes sense. If you're attacking, you want to be able to... Oh, you're not blocking this one guy? Okay, I'll pop the last three red mana that I have.
Yeah, exactly, right? And this also forces me to sandbag myself. Okay, so for those that don't understand what sandbagging is, it means you're holding back cards in your hand. Okay, you're deliberately not playing certain cards so that if something happens like a board wipe, then you're good to go. You can cast more creatures out and you're still good. Okay, so doing this forces me to keep my mana up so I can use it for creatures that are fire breathing. I'm not casting as many creatures out, so I don't have to worry about the card draw as much. So
true.
But yeah, that is the deck.
I'm into it. This is very much my speed. I did not expect this. It's
funny.
Aggro.
It's like three thumbs up and one down on my side.
It's just because, like, the moment I said take control, you're just like, ew. Ew.
Mm-hmm. I like having my stuff.
Oh,
you like being in charge of the degeneracy?
Yeah.
I
am the captain now.
But yeah, let us know what you think about the deck. What would you put into a chaos theme?
Heck yeah. How would you upgrade or somehow downgrade this deck?
Downgrade? Oh yeah, because if you take out whatever cards, I get it.
Hey.
But yeah, like there's a lot of things, like there's a lot of room for improvement in this deck. Like I said, it is a budget deck.
But also, so, like Daniel,
budget's fun though.
It is
like
fun.
Daniel said, like, it's not about your deck power.
It's about someone else's.
It's about my deck power.
Yeah. So if someone's playing like Silvala,
I don't know who you're talking about.
But think of it. If you play your Silvala, okay, you parlay on your turn, and I'm going to take it, and then it untaps, and I parlay again. Everyone's getting more cards.
You sack it.
Ooh.
But what if I make a deal with you saying, like, I won't sack it. I just want the card draw.
Parlay. You get one chance.
Yeah. One up.
That's all you got?
Yeah. So, but I think that's it for this deck,
yeah,
deck, though.
Definitely let us know. Give us feedback. We like to hear positive or negative.
Speaking of hearing back in a positive note, okay, Brian would you like to bring up the one comment that where you told us about and showed us? We're just like, so awesome.
Every now and then we're going to start just maybe mentioning a little bit of the reviews. A lot of people, we do appreciate when you send in any comments. It lets us know kind of what's going on and lets us know people are actually, you know, taking...
Actually listening to us.
just listening, but like, but that, they, like that they feel like they can be a part of the conversation.
And
but
any feedback's good feedback.
Yep.
As long as it's constructive.
Yeah. If we like, don't
if you
know,
want to tell us that we suck, please do. But like, tell us why.
Yeah. Like, we know, we can improve.
But actually, please don't, because I'm super sensitive.
She'll cry. So in the first series of our reviews, we wanted to say thank you to...
So we would like to say thank you to Magic the Happening. That's the Instagram account. They let us know that they really like the podcast and that we're enthusiastic and probably one of the better podcasts that he's heard, and that we explain everything clearly and to the point. And we would like to thank him for giving us that feedback, or them.
We really appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you for taking the time to let us know.
All of our nights tonight when I read it up to everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, my whole day. It's just nice to know that people are
enjoying
the content. Yeah.
Feel free again. You can subscribe, listen anywhere that you find podcasts.
Reach out. We'll hit you up with our Discord.
Yeah, follow us on Facebook.
Instagram. Yep. So, yeah. But that is the show for tonight. You could be listening to this in the morning, but we are recording this at the night. So
it is tonight. It is nearly midnight.
Is it?
Yeah, late night.
Ooh. So
into the 99 after dark.
Me and Brian aren't used to staying up this late.
Into the nighty night.
Into the 99.
Okay, on that note, goodbye.
Bye.
Take care.
Goodbye.